You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
SiriusXM
Channel 141. Yep.
Let's go.
DJ Rampage.
Radio Network, SiriusXM 141, HUR Voices. I'm reading this from the Tennessean.com. City officials greenlighted a premium master development plan for Wawa at 1195 Long Hollow Pike in Gallatin. That's about 15 minutes from my house, maybe a little bit, maybe 12 minutes from my house. The East Coast chain is looking to build a 6,500 square foot convenience store and service building on 3.5 acres of a 21 acre site west of Greenleaf Boulevard and south of Long Hollow Pike. I know exactly where that is. 10 fuel stations are part of the site plan, according to Gallatin Municipal Planning Commission documents. I have heard a lot about people wanting Wawa here, Gallatin Mayor Paige Brown said during a call back in March at the commission planning meeting. I'm happy that people are excited. I'm really excited for Wawa to come. Megan Salvador, a representative of Wawa, said during a meeting earlier in May. Headquartered in Wawa, Pennsylvania, the convenience store chain promotes an all-day, everyday stop for built-to-order hoagies, freshly brewed coffee, and fuel services. It shares a devoted following similar to Buc-ee's. Another mega convenience store and gas station chain, which most stores operating 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Now, I'm a huge Buc-ee's fan. Buc-ee's is amazing. My wife and I, when we're traveling, we always stop at a Buc-ee's. We kind of have our timing in. There's a Buc-ee's in Bowling Green. It's about an hour from my house. Because one of the things about Buc-ee's, they're not in urban areas. Buc-ee's is way out. Their business model is rural areas, truckers, and people that are traveling, people that are on the interstate highway. So you're not going to see a Buc-ee's in downtown Manhattan. You're not going to see a Buc-ee's on the Beltway in DC. You're going to see a Buc-ee's. You'll be out in Lubbock, Texas, and you'll find a Buc-ee's. And as someone who spent a lot of time on the interstate highways and byways, that's driven every inch of the 10 from Jacksonville to all the way out to LA, that's driven every inch of I-70, I-80, I-90. I've been on the whole I-90, all the way from Boston to Seattle. I-5 from Vancouver to Tijuana, I-95, all the way from way up in New England down to Miami. So I know the highways and byways, and Buc-ee's is a fantastic place. Wawa, that's different energy. Wawa is in the city. Wawa, you can go into a Wawa, and I've done this many times. You can go to Wawa. And this is for my people that live in Philly. That's really where Wawa runs everything. If you live in Philly, you live in Camden, you live in South Jersey, Wawa is running it. And as someone that lived in Trenton, in Camden as a kid, someone that went to high school right outside of Philly, it's not like going to Wawa at 3 a.m. and you have a craving. And the word hoagie is such an important word. And I assume that they're not going to have the hoagies and the cheesesteaks and stuff like that at Wawa in Nashville. I'm going to assume that they're going to besmirch Wawa with the awful Nashville hot chicken. Because that's the big delicacy in Nashville. They take this chicken and they fry it in cayenne pepper and they burn it. It's like taking a great steak. If you're a foodie, I was at, there's a sidebar. I remember many years ago, I'm with a colleague and we go to, I don't know if it was Ruth Chris or Fleming's, but we went to a really nice steakhouse. We were at a conference, went to a nice steakhouse. Steak was, the meal was maybe $150. You're talking about a $80, $90 steak. And we sit down. I don't drink, but he's having wine. I'm enjoying myself. We have appetizers. We're talking business. This colleague I hadn't seen in a while. And we order our steaks. And this guy has the audacity to order his steak. Well done. I lost respect for this man. I was just like, I don't know how you're going to get to the C-suite ordering steaks. Well done. That is insane work. I get it if you're at a Longhorn or somewhere like that, Outback, and it's an inferior cut of meat, and you want to order your steak well done and slap some A1 on it, that is acceptable. Lance J will do that. You cannot go to an elite steakhouse with the actual chef, a culinary artist, and order a $100 piece of meat and ask them to burn that and then put some A1 on it. That's awful. That's just unacceptable. And Nashville hot chicken that's the equivalent of taking a steak and burning it and putting A1 on it. It's just frying it in cayenne pepper, making it hot that you can't really taste the chicken. And then if you really get it too hot, you don't have any taste buds for a couple of weeks. I almost went to the ER when I first moved here over some Nashville hot chicken. But Wawa, for those of us that truly understand what a hoagie is, You're not getting nothing like that at 3 a.m. anywhere in the country, bro. I'm sorry. You can get a full-out cheesesteak. It's like you went to Ishkabibbles. It's like you went to one of these spots in South Philly. And you can get that at 3 a.m. and some fries and some Hers potato. What? Hers Utz? What? It's that could have an adverse impact on my marriage and family life. I could be exiting the house at 2:30 a.m. I'm not out going to a strip club. I'm not out doing dirt. I'm not out copping some type of illicit drugs. I'm literally out heading to Wawa to get myself a hoagie and a chicken Philly hoagie at 3 a.m. And I'm looking forward to that. Wawa has great packed sandwiches. They had the Tasty Cake Johns. I mean, Wawa is serious business. That's going to be a game changer in the Nashville metro area. Sirius XM Satellite Radio 141.
Ain't no more verses. Got shit rocking like I'm about to just drop some new a bastard child at the age of 16. Get the game. Yeah, man.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network. And Doug.
What do we always say, son? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance.
So you only pay for what you need.
That's my boy. And you get out there and you make us proud, huh?
Bye, Uncle Emu.
Stay off the freeways.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
James Lewis.
Some of the older kids were sitting behind me. They were making fun of my haircut. So you're sitting in church. I can hear them clowning. They're making fun of the haircut. They're having jokes. They're having jokes. I'm sitting with my boys a row in front of them. We get to one of the parts where you have to stand in church. I think it's where we're at our church. There's a part where you meet and greet people. So you shake people's hands, you pray with them. Hey, good to see you, Elder. Good to see you.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I turned around as we were all standing up to sing the next hymn, and I slapped the living hell out of this person. I mean, I slapped them. It was like Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith beforehand. The only thing I did do is like take a glove off like a Frenchman and slap him across the face with the glove. Like I slap, this is a 13-year-old slapping the taste out of a 17-year-old's mouth. Like this guy was a star player on the basketball team. None of those guys ever mess with me ever again.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.